Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We pray that you've had a good week and that today's message will be a blessing to you. Now, this morning, we'll be turning the broadcast over to Pastor Wayne Reynolds as he talks about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have your Bibles available, please turn to the book of Matthew in chapter 24 as Pastor Reynolds gets started this morning.
The question is often asked today, will Jesus Christ really come back? Will Jesus Christ really establish his kingdom upon this earth? Will Jesus Christ really take charge of all the wickedness, and will he finally put it all down? Let me read to you the book of Matthew 24. The Bible says in verse number 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately. They didn't come publicly. But the disciples came to Christ very privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? You know, the disciples, they had heard about the destruction of this world many years ago. About 2,000 years ago, they asked Jesus Christ, are you really going to come back? What about the end of the world? Is that really going to take place? You know, Jesus Christ, when he answered their question, answered them directly. Jesus Christ did not say, oh, you got it all wrong. You misunderstand. He didn't do that. But Jesus Christ answered their question. He said in verse number 4, take heed that no man deceive you. And Jesus Christ started from that point, and he spoke to them the truth, because he always spoke the truth. He is the Son of God. The only thing that he ever knows is the truth. And what Jesus says is right. Notice in the book of Matthew 24 and verse number 36, Jesus Christ said this, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus Christ, he said to the disciples in that day, he said, when I'm going to come back is not given to you to know, just like it's not given to us to know. But there's signs that we ought to always be looking at. You know, these signs are so prevalent today. Even when the Apostle Paul was alive, he said, we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So the Apostle Paul even was looking for the Lord to come back 2,000 years ago. And how clear is it today that Jesus Christ could come back even today? The Bible says in verse number 32, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And all those things have been fulfilled. The generation that lived in the time of Christ saw all of these things that Christ said would happen. They saw those things happen. And so Christ could come back at any moment. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Notice in verse number 37, Jesus Christ here gives a story concerning the fact that he could come back at any moment. The Bible said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not, until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You know, Jesus Christ says that as it was in the days of Noah, because Noah built a gigantic ark, there he placed the animals, and there's where the people were. There was only eight that was delivered in the days of Noah. But Jesus Christ is saying, just as sure as that happened, Jesus Christ is going to return back. I'm not worried, however, about the things of this world, because we all should be more concerned with spiritual things than in keeping material, physical possessions. Christ said that if we would only put Him first, He would supply everything that we would ever need. He will do this. Notice that Jesus Christ is never short concerning His promises that He gives unto us. The world will come to an end one of these days. I know the world makes fun of this. When I was younger, I saw a cartoon. It was many times this little cartoon showed up in the funny papers when I was a boy. And it showed a weird little person who wore a white robe. And this weird little person carried around a sign saying, "Repent, the end of the world is coming." In that day, many people made fun of the fact that Jesus Christ is going to come back. But you know, Jesus Christ is going to come back. He said, don't even be worried about it. Don't be thinking about it. When will Christ come? Well, we really don't know. The Bible just simply doesn't say. I know there's been some people that have set times that the Lord is going to come back. But all of those are wrong, because Jesus Christ said, no man knows, not the angels of heaven. They don't even know. It is wrong for us to set a time. But we need to be watching. We need to be ready, because Jesus Christ could come back at any time whatsoever. Some folks today seem to believe that the end of the world is false. Some folks today don't believe that Christ is ever going to come back. Notice in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 3. The Bible says here in verse number 3 that in the last days that there shall come scoffers walking after their own lust. They're just doing what they think is right. They're not doing what God says is right. They're doing what they think is right. In verse number 4, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. You see, these people are willingly ignorant. The Bible says in verse number 5, they're willingly ignorant of the fact of the creation of the world. They're willingly ignorant of the fact that there was a flood in the days of Noah. That's what the Bible is saying. The Bible says in verse number 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. They're only reserved. What we have right now is reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Yes, Jesus Christ is going to come back. Jesus Christ is going to destroy this world with fire. Just as sure as the whole world was destroyed by water in the days of Noah, the entire world will be burned up with fire in the end of the world. There are many today who doubt the worldwide flood in the days of Noah. But that does not mean that there was never a worldwide flood. The Bible says there was a flood, therefore there was. The Bible is truth. The reason, though, that men are willingly ignorant of the worldwide flood in Noah's day is that they simply don't want to face the fact that God is the supreme judge of this world. God will judge every thought, God will judge every deed, and God will judge every action. This is the way it is. The rapture of the saints is the next event given in prophecy. Now, I do not know when the rapture will take place. I don't think anybody really knows. I know there's some people that say that they know, but there's nobody that really knows. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4, and verse 13 through verse 18, the Bible states that one of these days, the rapture will take place. Notice in this place in particular that Paul uses the word we to illustrate that he believes he will still be alive when Christ raptures out his saints. Now, I know that Paul believed in the imminent return of Christ to this earth. The rapture did not happen during Paul's lifetime. The rapture did not happen during any other time since Paul's death. But this does not mean that the rapture is wrong. It simply means that the rapture is closer today than it has ever been. Notice, as we read 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse 13 through verse 18. The Bible said here, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." When the Bible uses this term asleep, it means those that have passed on, those that have died already, in verse number 14. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." I'm grateful that Jesus Christ is going to come back. I'm so very thankful that he has caused me to trust in him, knowing that he can surely take care of me. Listen, today, if you're lost, I would urge you just to trust Christ, knowing that Christ can take care of you whenever you die. Today, I pray that you might trust Christ before it's eternally too late for you.
Well, our time for today is just about up, but we are not quite done with this topic of Christ's return. So we pray that you'll be able to join us again next week as Pastor Reynolds will be picking up where we left off today. But in the meantime, we'd love to see you in person at Independence Baptist Church. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'll be meeting for Sunday school at 11 a.m., and then after Sunday school, we'll be having our morning worship services from 11 to 12. Then this afternoon at 3:45, we'll come back together for a prayer meeting, followed by worship services at 4:30. Independence Baptist Church also meets every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for a Bible study if you're available. Now, for more information about our church and what we believe, please log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. If you'd like to listen to full-length sermons preached from our pulpit, you can log on to sermonaudio.com/IBC. Well, we do again want to thank you for listening this morning, and assuming that the Lord hasn't come back, we will be on the air again next Sunday at 8 a.m. as Pastor Reynolds continues this topic of Christ's return.